This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, the ever-improving version of this program. Good day to you and to your family and friends. Jennifer Horn, speaking of family and friends, here with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The focus is on what's going on, the news discussion, and some of the things that are going on are serious, some of them not so. There's always the outrage. All right, so Jennifer, you're going to get us outraged? What are we doing here?
I don't know if it'll get you outraged, but it's definitely interesting. I think it seems like maybe if you need a loan today, you know, it's tax week. Maybe if you need a loan today, maybe you should go hit up former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. I know, Dougie, you're a fan of Bill Weld.
I like Bill Weld.
But I think he's he's entering into a fool's errand, actually. But we'll see. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announced on Monday that he is officially entering the race for president. He has become now the first Republican to challenge President Trump in the 2020 race, a primary challenge. He said, "Ours is a nation built on courage, resilience, and independence. In these times of great political strife, when both major parties are entrenched in their win-at-all-cost battles, the voices of the American people are being ignored and our nation is suffering." He announced on CNN this week, and it's just kind of interesting. The reason I say it's a fool's errand is because, and this is just for the primaries, because I know there's a lot of people who do not like President Trump, but with Republican voters who would be voting for, in a primary, a Republican candidate, he has a 90% approval rating. And so with registered Republicans, you can't get much higher than that. And so Bill Weld is going to put a lot of money, a lot of energy, a lot of time into running a race against President Trump. And I'll say it again, he has a 90% approval rating with Republicans. So does that mean that he'll get some votes? No doubt. But I just don't see him beating President Trump and advancing as the Republican candidate to face one of the 20 Democratic candidates who are running to replace the president.
Well, Bill Weld, former governor of Massachusetts, former attorney general, polished Brahmin, kind of a WASP, if you will. He would be a rhino Republican in the eyes of many of the Trump supporters. Whether it's a fool's errand or not, the wryness of your tone as you were reading through it, sort of the sarcasm dripping from the words. And there will be a lot of people who will say, what is this guy? What is he wasting his time? He's got plenty of money. He's been he comes from a sort of Brahmin-y, well-heeled East Coast family. He's been a lawyer after he worked for a very, really high-end law firm. So he's making a statement. That's what he's doing. He doesn't like Trump. There are a lot of people who are from his ilk who don't like Trump because they don't. It isn't so much policy as much as his crudeness. Bill Weld is a very refined, polished guy. And so whether he gets anywhere or he doesn't get anywhere, he's making a statement on his own behalf, and he's welcome to do it. Yesterday or the day before, but in the last week or so, we still have a couple of more, like Pete Buttigieg or whatever his name is.
Buttigieg.
The mayor of South Bend.
See, he's officially in it now. I get why Democrats want to run. I mean, I understand that. That makes all the sense in the world. I'd understand why Bill Weld would want to run as an independent, which I think is probably more suited to him anyway.
Well, he did before. So, a libertarian, sort of.
And I think that's where he lost all of his credentials, his bona fides, if you will, with conservatives. He ran with Gary Johnson, who was a door.
He should have been the candidate, not Gary Johnson.
Absolutely.
That was ridiculous.
I agree with you there. Yep. I'd vote for him.
I would, too, actually. I like Bill Weld a lot.
But see, the thing is, Victoria, you won't, because in a primary, you're going to vote for the Democrat and actually have your vote mean something to you.
No, I know. I'm saying if he beat Trump, that I would probably choose Bill Weld over any of the Democratic candidates that I've seen so far. That's what I'm saying. Right. If it made it to that level, which it won't. I agree with you, Jen, but, you know, it's too bad, because I think that he's got a lot to say.
Very smart guy. Anyway, what did you start to say, Jen?
Oh, I don't know. The thing is that to get to a general, you have to go through the primary. And I just don't know who would be all that excited to vote for Bill Weld that has an R by their name that would be voting
like,
for him.
They don't.
Right, but how many Republicans don't like Trump?
Well,
a lot of
in my circle,
waspy Republicans that I
in
know.
In my circle,
him.
A lot of them. Yeah, my circle. Yeah. And
enough
older
to beat the 90% of Republicans who do
not enough to overcome the rednecks. No.
No.
That's really rude, actually, because I vote for Trump, and
I don't know if
we want to classify everybody as a redneck.
I didn't classify everyone. I didn't classify everyone as a redneck.
All right.
So here's what's happening. But the underscore
can't be smart and vote for Trump.
The underscore here is I think Trump, in his own way, is very smart. He's not polished. He is he takes there's too much air and oxygen taken out of the room when it comes to the issues, and it becomes more about him. And I just think that the presidency in business, he accomplished a great deal. And I guess the family still does. I never take that away from anybody. And I've always thought he was a very interesting character. But the crudeness and the rudeness.
That's what I'm talking about. The people who support that element of his personality. That's what I'm referring to. It's so classless. It's undignified. It's horrible. I think it's absolutely horrible.
He doesn't make me, I'm not angry. Jennifer, we've been having these conversations for years and years and years, and we both pretty much are on the same political page when it comes to issues. And so I separate the issues oftentimes from the personality. And maybe the issues are more important. They are to the average person. But because of this personality defect, and that's what I describe it. I think he has a personality defect. It's not right. It's not wrong. It just doesn't fit. And so, is he getting things done? On the surface, it looks like he's getting things done.
That's
maybe it's some deeper. I think people
totally
know.
I understand. I get it. He makes people uncomfortable, and I understand that. But I also understand that that's why people elected him.
I agree with that too.
Makes people uncomfortable because guess what? We had it for many, many years. We had people who would sell us a bill of goods, and they looked presidential.
Yep.
And they did nothing
Phonies.
But screw over the country. And
yep.
So when
well, that's in your
comes
opinion,
because
that's not how everyone else feels.
Well, I think when it goes.
My perspective, and this is not just unique to Democrats, by the way. I want to, let me preface by saying Republicans and Democrats, in my mind, have sold the country a bill of goods, and they've used flowery language to deliver it, and then you get a whole lot of nothing back in return. So I don't want to make it a partisan because I actually believe that both parties are very guilty of this. Look, we've got an immigration problem in this country that Republicans and Democrats should own, that it should be wearing around their neck like an albatross, and we should be voting all these people out in Congress who haven't been able to fix it for years. So this is not partisan. I understand the discomfort of Trump, but I also understand the beauty in someone who's just going to tell you what he thinks. And sometimes it's not pretty, and sometimes it's mean.
That I'm with you. Yeah,
you know, but
I agree
at least
with that.
You know where you stand most of the time.
And with I'm going to skip back over Barack Obama and go to George Bush, who was, as far as I'm concerned, a nightmare and a disaster. He's cost this country more money and lives than any president in recent memory. Frankly, I think he was a disgrace. So is he a good guy?
He's often
fun
ranked
to be with?
As the worst president of the 20th century,
well,
which I don't know if that's going to hold up. But a lot of different. And I actually, on a personal level, I really like George W. Bush. I like the family. I didn't agree with his policies, but I liked him as a person.
Yeah,
and I think that's
family.
Kind of what we're talking about now.
Yeah,
the personality difference. There is a likability there, and
there
just isn't for me with Trump at all. Yeah. So,
but I remember when George Bush was president, and no one liked him. I remember when people were brutal to him. But now that he's out of office, and now that he's not Trump, he becomes almost, kind of a darling of
the granddad
the left,
of the Republicans.
Yeah, they're like, we love George Bush. Well, no, I remember when you said he would sit in the toilet and color with his coloring book while Dick Cheney ran the country. So I remember
that may have happened. That may have happened. I don't think he was coloring.
16 past the hour on the what colors was he using? Did he use magenta? 16 past the hour on the DJB program.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Lori Loughlin, you remember her.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband, Mauricio Magango, have pled...
Massimo.
Him too.
But okay.
Pled not guilty. Of course they're not guilty. It's just a ruse. It's a big mistake.
Well, they have to do that now.
They have no choice.
In trouble.
Yeah. They filed federal court documents saying they waived their right to appear in court for an arraignment, plead not guilty. So what is there? There's nothing really new. This was done here in Boston, because that's where all the action is. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston is the ones chasing these people around. So what about all the other parents? What's going on with other? Well, all we hear about is Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, but there are a bunch of other parents.
Felicity Huffman in the first group, I think there were 15 parents or sets of parents. They all took the plea deal, so they'll probably only get a few months in jail. And Lori Loughlin and another 15 or 20 people turned it down, and then the next day the prosecutors added on some IRS charges. So they're all going to the slammer for sure. Good situation. And Billy,
you're the
Billy
big
McFarlane.
House.
Are they going to be at the same one?
Wouldn't that be hilarious, though?
All those people go to the same one. That's why it's so stupid to send them to jail. It's ridiculous. Prison reform. Please, please, please. 21 after here on the DJV program.
Do you
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's list a couple of more musical pronouncements here. Music, an important part of our life. Every hour we devote a few minutes to it. So we get into Carly Simon's music now, 24 after the hour on the BJB program. Jennifer and Karen, Kara and I focusing on Carly. She's writing what she described as an intimate, vulnerable memoir about her famous friend, Jackie Onassis. It's called Touched by the Sun. It's going to be published the 22nd of October. Simon and Onassis met at a summer party on Martha's Vineyard and began a long-lasting, improbable kind of friendship. There are a lot of songs that we all remember from Carly Simon, You're So Vain, The Spy Who Loved Me. She said that Jackie Kennedy, more known as Jackie Kennedy than Jackie Onassis, became everything from a protective mother figure to a sort of mischievous pal. She passed away, good heavens, 13 years ago. Died when she was 64. I remember that.
That was
smoker.
24 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It is 24, you're right.
94, yeah.
Off, yeah, right. Anyway, she wrote a memoir in 2015 called Boys in the Trees. That was about the people that she'd been with, right? Wasn't it?
I think that was her personal, journey of dating and stuff. She's had some pretty high-profile relationships.
As a matter of fact, including one with James Taylor, who's next up in the musical. Right, they did an interesting song together. This is it. So Taylor's getting ready to kick off his first Las Vegas residency. 71 years old, set up shop, 12 shows at the Coliseum in Caesar's Palace. Quote, Garth Brooks recommended that I give it a try, he said about the idea that's been, he's been kicking it around for a while. He thought I'd love it, and he'd been really surprised by it during his residency. He's never played a string of shows in Vegas. He said he's going to be hitting a custom-built stage that will include a return of his one-man band, Drum Machine. Then he went around, he was with Carole King, wasn't he, for a couple of years on the road? Remember that?
Don't know.
Yeah, I think he was. Crack this up, Carole.
See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call.
His music was popular when I was a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s. I never cared much for the music, frankly. I never cared about Fire and Rain. You've Got a Friend, Not Bad, but stuff doesn't do anything for me. But a lot of people like it, and that's why he's going to probably do fine. He said he was a Vegas snob forever. Back in the day, Vegas definitely had a specific connotation for singers. It was something that folk and pop artists in the 60s and 70s were distancing themselves from. He said, for one thing, it's now a town of 2 million people, not just the Strip. There's an actual population there, and it's an excellent place to put on a show. He said his all-star band won't shy away from playing the hits, like the ones that we're playing here. The dates for his residency, April 17th, 19th, 20th, 24th, 26th, 27th, May 1st, 3rd, 4th, 8th, 10th, and 11th.
Probably will add more shows, too, because I think this will sell out with a Vegas crowd.
Yeah. So it actually starts next week.
The older buffet crowd loves him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yes. The free, the 5 o'clock blue light special. He'll be right there in line for this. Let's have dinner and go see a show. 28 after on the DJV show.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fire is finally out at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, struck by that devastating blaze yesterday that engulfed and destroyed the wooden roof of the 850-year-old historic landmark. French billionaire François-Henri Pinault is among several well-to-do people now pledging millions of dollars to rebuild it. The French President Emmanuel Macron says it shall be rebuilt.
This cathedral, more than 800 years ago, we were able to rebuild it and improve it through centuries. So I'm telling you right now, very solemnly, we will rebuild this cathedral.
Speaking through a translator there, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announcing he's entering the race for the White House as a Republican, saying in a video that he has a record of leading a traditionally blue state. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four after the hour. Lots of homegrown talent here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, very talented. Victoria Keelan, very talented. Paris Schillen, very talented. Doug Steffen, got a few accomplishments under his belt.
Don't sell yourself short, Dougie. Come on.
All right. Long, tall Sally with a cool dress on, cool bathrobe on, whatever. Okay. So, Victoria, what? We were talking, but this is, pajama day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, actually, we should post a picture of all of us in our pajamas.
Nope.
What do you say?
Nope. Put that right back into your mouth, because that's not happening.
Where does that come from? Really, we have to show everything?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody does everything these days. Good heavens. No secrets anywhere. All right, so let's go, Victoria. What do we have that's not a secret?
Well, it's apparently not a secret anymore, but actress Georgia Engel, who is most famous for playing the small-voiced, innocent Georgette on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, she passed away in her home in Princeton, New Jersey. This actually happened last Friday, and now the news is starting to trickle out. The cause of death is unknown, but she was a Christian Scientist, so she didn't see any doctors, according to her agent. So we're not really sure what was wrong with her, but she, of course, had probably one of the most recognizable voices on all of television. She had a huge, huge list of TV credits, most famously the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And her character, Georgette, married Ted Baxter, played by Ted Knight, the anchorman. And then she had recurring roles on Everybody Loves Raymond. She was hilarious in Hot in Cleveland. She reunited with Betty White to play Mamie Sue, which was, if you ever watch Hot in Cleveland, that was a very, very funny character. She was a 5-time Emmy nominee. She received 2 of the nominations for the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then 3 nominations for Everybody Loves Raymond. And Valerie Bertinelli, who worked with her on Hot in Cleveland, posted a Twitter tribute saying that she was the sweetest, kindest, dearest woman and crazy talented. I will miss her. And she was originally from Washington, D.C., and she later studied theater at the University of Hawaii. Her career included guest appearances on a variety of series like The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Coach, 2 and a Half Men, and, of course, so many others. She even did some Broadway musicals, and she appeared in Hello, Dolly, The Boys from Syracuse, and most recently The Drowsy Chaperone in 2006-2007. And so in 2012 was probably one of her final credits, and that was an off-Broadway production of Uncle Vanya. And then she was on the 2018 PBS special, Betty White, First Lady of Television. So a lot of people sharing memories that were very fond, and apparently really a lot of people were really touched by her life and her career.
Squeaky voice, is that how you describe her voice?
Almost sounds very high-pitched.
Yeah. But very identified. She was only 70 and not known what she... I'm just looking up here to see if I can find out why she passed away. She always looked... Well, I shouldn't say always. In later years, she looked older than she was, I think, anyway.
I'm surprised she was that young. I thought she was much older.
Yeah, I thought she was a lot older. Considering that Betty White is now, what, 95, 96?
Yeah.
And so to have 25-year age difference, you would never know that.
No, you wouldn't at all to look at her.
Yeah.
So that's too bad. Another icon bites the dust. The names in the news today and this week, will we ever escape Robert Mueller again? He's provided a useful service and has in the past. So let's see what will happen with the release of the report. I see that the announcement was made by William Barr to release the final report. It'll be redacted. I don't see anything new here. It was always expected it was going to be released. There just was no date attached.
Right. Now we know it's Thursday.
Right?
Everybody knew it was going to be this week. No one knew what day. So, yeah. Mm.
So after that, then what will there be for us to complain about?
More of the same. People saying he didn't do anything, people saying he did do something, and that'll be that.
Well, it's all your political stripes, that's all. We had to file our tax returns this week. Everybody got theirs done? Jennifer and Victoria,
yes.
Kara, everybody's all set?
Yeah, we did it my teeth last Friday.
Yeah. Well, the tax filing deadline is only for money. And there's still a lot of people, I think what I saw, 35 million people or maybe more than that, somewhere between 35 and 50 million people do not file their return. They just make sure the money is in. And under the circumstances, it gives you more time to think through what it is that is going on with your money. At least that's the way I look at it. I don't want to put myself into the pain that always comes with understanding the huge wastes that go along with our hard-earned money. But I think I asked you last week, somebody sent me a note, somebody named Vance Williams sent a note along to me after I asked all of you if you had your tax refund money. And I think, Victoria, you said you had yours back. Jennifer wasn't getting any. And Kara, I forget what you said. You had...
Yeah, I already got mine back last month or a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then talking about what we do with our tax refund, because now that things have been filed And many of you have already gotten the money back, but some of you, if you wait till the last minute, that's okay. It happens. If you're going to get money back, the expectation is in the next few weeks, you'll get money back. I think it was difficult the first month or so because government was shut down. And wasn't it kind of all screwed up in terms of getting the money sent back to people? Weren't there a lot of people complaining?
Yeah, some people were delayed very, very early on when the government was shut down, yeah.
Yeah. You could spend the money on something that you want, but if you are a good doobie, you want to maximize the financial benefits from your refund. You might want to consider some other options. The average tax refund, $2,700. Above it or below it, wherever you are, it's $2,700 is $2,700. You use it for a lot, down payment for a car. That's what a lot of people do. The car business, did you know that the car business was best right around tax time? Did you know that the more cars are sold at this time of year?
Reinvest.
Yeah, well, people are using it to buy. There's nothing worse than an investment in a car because you never come out of it unless you've got some old antique. You lose thousands of dollars every year in the value of the car, but people want to drive a new car. And people want to feel good. There's something, when you get the money back, okay, let's go. And buying a new car, you feel good. Think about it, all of you. When you buy a new car, don't you feel good the day you drive out of the... Don't think about what happens after you drive it out of the showroom. But you recently, in the last couple of years, got a new car. Victoria, Jennifer, you... Well, no, you're up for a new car, I guess, aren't you now?
How do you remember all that stuff? Yeah, no, I'm up for a new car. My lease will be up in November, day after Election Day.
And I think, Kara, you still drive
that? We bought a new one in 2016. Yeah,
and how did you...
Yeah, so we're coming up on 3 years.
So what did you use? Did you use money from tax refund? How did you?
No.
Did you
trade
really something
lucky.
Else?
It was such a fluke thing. We weren't even, like so many stories, we didn't even go with the intention of buying. We each had a car. We were still living in Manhattan. We knew we wanted to get rid of both of our cars and get one new one. And we just went to see what the Chevy Trax, which is the SUV that we have, we wanted to see what it looked like in person. And it was 4th of July weekend. We had our bathing suits on. We were on our way to the beach. And and it just ended up being... They had a 20% off sale that day, which was significant, and then they even agreed to take Lewis's old junky Honda, so we got $2,000 back for that. So we ended up putting no money down, and we drove off the lot an hour later in a new car. So it was
really
it was
that
probably
quick?
The most yeah,
that's
it was
exciting.
The most seamless.
Cool.
It was like I'm good with stuff like that. Like I like that. Lewis is very slow and measured, and he just had a panic attack for like a solid week. And we had just
you're doing the right thing.
It ended up being definitely the right thing because when you can start with 20% off the sticker price plus another $2,000 off, you're already halfway there to not being upside down in your payments.
Yeah.
So you know, in the depreciation, we're much better off than we could have been if we had just bought at the full price.
The number one thing done with tax refund money is buying a car. Number two, you want to take a guess at what the number two thing is with tax refund money?
I would guess it's what we did. We just put it in the savings account.
There you go.
Savings,
put it in their retirement account or saving. That's number three. Number three,
paying off debt. Don't people take vacation too?
Number four, and number five is paying insurance premiums. It's pretty interesting how people spend the money that they have. Then there's the college education that's in there in the top 10. People trying to pay down, either start a college fund or pay down college debt. Better if you start a college fund, start early if you can.
Wow. Yeah.
Because it's borrowing the money is no fun. Takes forever to pay those off. Let's see, number nine is paying off debts, just in general, credit card debt, that sort of thing. An emergency fund, people use it for that. There are people who still wonder, and I think this is a good thing, by the way. This is not a criticism. Most people, as I think I said yesterday, the day before, when I was looking at the stats, 50% of the people in this country who are over the age of 50 don't have one penny in the bank, not a cent. And it's higher.
That's frightening.
When you get closer to retirement, 65, 70, there are, I think it's 55 to 60% don't have any money in the bank. So the older you get, the less money you have.
So why are those people mortgage deal? Oh, they reverse mortgage. If they're lucky enough to have a house, they'll try to pay down their house and then reverse mortgage it.
Yeah. But, like, what happens when those people, you know, get to the age where they need health care or, like, in-home health care, or if they need to live in an assisted living facility? Those are expensive. I actually, that frightens me. People can get insurance. Well, that's a terrible situation to be.
I know. It's bad. Long-term care insurance, though, makes it that much more important to have it if you are going to be one of those people living paycheck to paycheck.
Do you know what the status is of your parents, Jennifer, your father and your mother, as
what
they get into that? Are they able to take care of themselves if something happens?
Yeah, they both have. They both have long-term. Well, I'm sure it's a little bit of both, right? Isn't that true with every family? But both of them have long-term care insurance. Both of them have life insurance, and both of them have properties. So that's important. Yeah. But you know, both of them are close to paying their properties off, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, right. At that age, you'd like to think at least that is beneficial. But more and more people are not owning anymore. They're renting. Leasing places, and that's of all ages. That's pretty interesting, too. Not in the top 10, there was no mention of down payments for houses. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, that's not enough. Your tax refund?
No, right.
$2,000 is the average tax refund? Okay, so what are you going to do with that in a house these days? Not much. That just goes into the savings category, probably.
Yeah, that's to paint at your living room or something. Yeah.
47 after the hour here in the DJV show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a new and innovative laptop, you gotta check out the ZenBook 14 from Asus, model number UX433. It's an elegant laptop that helps you unleash your creative vision. The first thing you'll notice is its stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. Therefore, there's very little bezel around the screen, yet it still houses an HD infrared camera. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. I also like the ErgoLift design on this laptop, which slightly tilts up the back of the keyboard for greater comfort and more efficient cooling. Other features of this thin and light Windows 10 laptop include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor, and super long battery life. Visit Asus.com for more on the ZenBook 14, model number UX433.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy, lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day. Right before you go to bed, Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake. And it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Go to toploss.com and use the promo code DJV. Get better sleep. Shed pounds. What could be better than that? With Calitrin, get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour, Doctor Time. Yes, Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor, is here, as he is in often a sweet refrain to have Jack here to talk about what's going on in your health. There are many discussions, many studies, many people focusing on vaccines, and unfortunately it's become a whipping board for inaccuracy and information that's not correct, because what we're doing, Jack, in my estimation, is really confusing people, because it's like all vaccines are the same, and they are not the same. I had a conversation with Dr. Ken yesterday about mercury and aluminum and things that go into vaccines. Matter of fact, you get a kick out of this. I found I've been going through a lot of old papers and stuff and cleaning things out, and I was on the debate team when I was in college. And one of the discussions, one of the debates that I had with we would have teams that would go against one college against another. And I debated whether or not to have vaccines. And I was for vaccines. And there's a 3-page outline that I gave to Ken yesterday of my, and you know, he's so pleased that I was defending vaccines, because some of them are defensible and some of them are not. So there's a new law, a new proposal in Texas that would demand studies for all these vaccines. I think we have to separate them out, don't we?
Well, remember, the big thing, the difference between drugs that are regulated by the FDA and vaccines is that vaccines are biological. They're considered to be biological entities, mm-hmm. because there's a bug in it, living or dead. There's a bug in it. So vaccines do not come under the same classification that drugs do.
But they're made by the drug manufacturers.
They're made by drug manufacturers, but they do not have to be tested the way drugs have to be tested. Which is why sometimes you see a vaccine, someone says, well, we need a vaccine for this, and 3 weeks later, they're trying to market it. So what Texas is doing now, when they've got several bills in their state, one is to ensure that no parent is forced to vaccinate their child. There's another bill by a Senator Bob Hall who is mandating the necessity of legitimate safety studies because the FDA and the CDC do not require safety. Now, no matter how shocking this may sound, the vaccine manufacturers are not mandated to provide legitimate safety studies.
See, I don't think most people do that. I think most people think the FDA supervises this like they supervise drugs.
Right,
so
and they don't.
So this is news that people. I don't think people knew that until you just said
that. Texas
I didn't even know it.
That's why Texas is doing this.
Yeah.
And so they want to make sure that informed consent is given to the parents in advance, because that is not required. Vaccination by order of the CDC and the FDA is the only medical procedure that does not require informed consent before it's given to the parent. In other words, the parents are not required to be told, well, here's the risks. Yes, there are children who have been hurt. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 so far has paid out over $3.8 billion to parents whose children have been vaccine injured. And because of a little rider that went into the Patriot bill back in 2001, which had nothing to do with 9/11, you cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer for damage to a child as a result of the vaccine.
Ridiculous.
Well, and people don't know this kind of stuff. So Texas is starting. I don't know why. I lived in Texas for 2 years. I love the freedom that they express down there. A little odd, but I love the freedom. And that's why these bills are coming forward in the Texas legislature.
Well, certainly sounds like it needs to be studied, that's for sure. Let's talk further about a certain aspect of your health, the omega-3s, and whether you take fish oil or krill oil. This has been a debate for a long time. Now, Purity Products has put them together in Krill Omega 50 Plus, has CoQ10 in it. What a difference this is, because the big fish oil capsules, they're dwarfed by this. There's twice as much in this capsule, and it's half as big. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, powerful, promotes cardiovascular health, joint comfort. Krill Omega 50 Plus will work to make you more comfortable and to make you healthier. So let's not debate this. Let's get fish oil and krill oil together in Purity Products. The Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10, something I take every day. Call 800-355-1493 to order your first bottle free. That's 800-355-1493. You heard me say it right. Get it free from Purity. Pay for the shipping. That's it. 800-355-1493. 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.